You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are with, I'm going to have to say it this way, Tommy, my old friend, one of my favorite sports marketing guys in South Florida, Tommy Knapp. Tommy, we've known each other for like 10 years now.
I guess it's been 10 years since
Can you hear him okay, AC? We getting him okay? We got him okay, so you can stay there. Be Larry laid back while we talk.
I'm laid back. I'm not up dancing and jumping around like you were with the song.
That's okay. What I do. That's what I do. That gets me geared up. Everybody's got their own thing. Now, Tommy, what your thing is this business-to-business program that you put together with the Marlins, you being a champion in your own right from that, you were a quarterback on that championship team.
Ithaca College days back in 1988. That's correct.
That's okay. You just told everybody you're an old fogey, but that's all right. How many interceptions do you have in the championship game?
Three picks in the game. Yeah.
Now, this is all on the record now.
That's correct.
I'm going to send this to
I think it still is a record, actually.
I'm going to send this to the guys back at the Marlins. They're going to have to listen to this. I'm sure they're going to love that. Yeah. Now, Tommy, you've joined the Marlins, and you're heading up their business-to-business marketing program. I think it's great. I've been there. I've met some really great contacts there. I don't want to name them because they didn't give me the okay to name them. But people in the construction, I'm in real estate, construction guys, developers, all kinds of great guys in your suite. And then you also help me run suite nights, and it's a fabulous networking opportunity for me. So, Tommy, tell me a little bit about what you got going on in the upcoming season beyond the fabulous baseball with Fernandez and Giancarlo Stanton and all those other guys.
Well, the baseball-to-business program, it's the B2B, it's baseball-to-business program for the Miami Marlins, is something that we created about a year and a half ago. We actually launched it on February 9th. They recruited me to start the program, and it's about connecting the dots between business leaders in the community. So you go to Marlins games and you watch the Miami Marlins play. It's tremendous entertainment and experience, but we're also adding in a business element to it, which is about connecting the dots between business owners so they get a return on their investment, return on their objectives.
I can tell you that I get a great return on my investment when I do things with the Marlins. I've got people that want to come every year. I've got a line now, a list of people that want to make sure that they're at the Marlins game when I throw my networking events that I do in the suites. And I guess we should have John Albert on to talk about that sometime in the future maybe. But tell us a little bit more about business to business. I know you have different, I'll call them events, parties, if you their party. I had a great time. It was a party for me. And you do it by different categories of industry. So what type of industries are you going to be highlighting this year?
Well, there's all kinds of, we have 200 members right now in the baseball to business program.
201.
201. And we've got a number, obviously, as the season approaches, we've got a number more coming on. We are a program that runs throughout the year. So even when the baseball season isn't happening, we're still doing our baseball to business or doing number of events in the baseball to business program. So talking about the events, we do one that's called a leadoff event. That's when we meet with each and every one of our members. We sit down and we learn about what their business goals are, and we then go after their target. Go ahead.
No. So I remember our business meeting like that last year, and John Albert couldn't believe the kind of things that we were doing. He delivered. You guys delivered.
Yeah, we're down in the Gables for lunch, correct?
We had a great time, and we sat down. You found out what my objectives were, and you made sure that I got invited to the right events and actually to all the events because I'm like a go across the board there.
Right. And so leadoff, that's one of the types of events we do. Then we do meeting on the mounds. Meeting on the mounds, all these are baseball terms. So meeting on the mound, obviously a catcher comes out, pitcher comes out, coach comes out, five or six people at the mound. We do coffees like that. So we hold them at the Biltmore. We hold them at Soho Beach House. We hold them at lawyers and attorneys' offices. And basically we just buy coffee for five to six business leaders in the community, a lot of C-level people, senior executives, and they connect over coffee. And there's no agenda. We just talk like we are now.
Oh, man. Well, how did you know, Tommy? I guess I didn't coach him up for this because all we ever do is when the person walks in with notes or whatever, I say, put that away. It's all we're going to do is like talk like we're having, obviously for me, coffee, but drinks or what have you. And so it's really a great opportunity then for a small group of people to build their personal relationships.
It's all relationship building.
Now, when you have one of those, you talk baseball or what do you do?
Well, so if we just sat down and a lot of times with those meetings, say it starts at 8:30, 8:30 to 10 is typically when we meet. Somebody rolls in at 8:30. You and I might be talking about the Marlins game the day before. Somebody else comes in and they went to the University of Ohio State. We'll start talking about Ohio State. We just start talking about whatever's topical at that moment. But when you put senior level executives and C-level people together, they're always going to end up going to business and talking about things that they're doing at a very high level.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to go to more of these. Yeah. I mean, I just have gone to the stuff at the stadium. These coffees sound really cool. What are some of the other events you do?
So some of the other events, then, are more traditional events as far as they're about networking. So 75, 80, 100 people. But because we're the Miami Marlins, we have an asset in the park that we use very frequently. One of the events we did last year was a pitch and putt event around a craft beer tasting. So 75 to 80 people get together. They're doing a craft beer tasting. Then we break out into groups of six, and we go around Marlins Park in the dugout, in the pitching area, in the center field. If you got a
sign me up.
Yeah, if you went into center field, you got a hole in one, the
fountain
went off.
Yes. Sign me
up,
man.
And it all finished at the Clevelander with a floating hole in the pool. So
fantastic
event, something that's very unique and nobody else can do in South Florida.
Sign me up. Now, at the end of the program, we're going to do it again. But, Tommy, how do people get information? Go slow, because we got, I'm just going to say it, we got New York Mets fans that listen, so go real slow.
Well, its website is marlins.com/B2B. The letter B, the number two, the letter B.
Thank you for getting granular on that for the Mets fans. And I'm sure there's a couple of Phillies fans and national fans that they're going to need that help too. So stick with us. We're going to have that later on. What are a couple of the other events that you're running that I'm going to be going to that I'm already writing this stuff down? AC, you're taking notes, right?
Okay, you know it.
All right. So we do a series of events, all different types of events. We've added some content-driven events. Last year it was more just networking events that were about relationship building. This year we listened to our members and we added some content. So we did an event at the Intercontinental. It was on the real estate industry, the next Miami. We had Moss Construction was one of our speakers, NAI Miami. We had Ocean Bank and also FPL. They were all speaking about what's going on in Miami right now, what's happening in South Florida. And we talked about infrastructure, all the big projects that are happening in South Florida.
I could have gotten on your mailing list. I could have gotten on your speakers list. I only got two more minutes, Tommy. So tell me a couple of more things that are coming up early in the season that people should look for, and again, how they can get a hold of you. And remember, you got to go slow because we got Mets fans listening.
So marlins.com/B2B. That's where you go to the website. Information there. It'll have the event schedule. It also has all the information about the Marlins B2B program, so you can learn more about it there and then call us. And obviously, we can talk you through it. As far as the events go, March 15th, we have an event up at spring training in Jupiter. So we'll have a suite up there in Jupiter for that day, which is next Tuesday.
Ah.
We'll have about 35 members there. Somebody will do a state of the team address.
Whoa!
Talk to those members that are there, and then we'll come back down here April 7th. We're planning something for the Wynwood area right now. I can't divulge that yet because we've got to finalize it. But it's going to be in the Wynwood area, and then in April, I believe it's 20th, we'll be doing another Clevelander/suite night at Marlins Park as the season begins here in Miami.
Tommy, you got to get me on those lists. I mean,
you're on the list.
I know, man. Yeah. Listen, I'm looking at it right now. What am I doing next Tuesday? Oh, man, I'm there. Sign me up
next
for that.
Next Tuesday in Jupiter.
Oh, yeah. Sign me up for that. Sign me up for that. Oh, boy, for sure. Now, we've only got, what, 1 minute left? So talk to me a little bit. Sell me some tickets. Talk to me about how do people get information about tickets. Alex has got to be listening. Billy the Marlin's listening. Tell us how we can go visit them.
Well, here's one of the interesting things about my position and what we've done with my position is I go into a lot of these sales meetings, and I'm not selling anybody. What I'm doing is I'm working for them. I work specifically for the B2B members. And so our sales team finds out exactly what people need, what companies need as far as their seats go, as far as their suites, corporate partnerships. But my role is to actually learn what they do and then make money for them. So I'm kind of on the other side of the table working for them in those instances.
Oh, you got to come back with Bruce Turkel because it's all about them. It's all about the season ticket holders. It's all about the Marlins members. It's all about, my God, I'm going to just say it, people like me and you. Tommy, thank you for coming. I can't wait to have you back. Maybe you'll bring Alex. Maybe you'll bring Billy the Marlin. He can only talk like this. But we'll have him on, too. And when he comes on, give us a little notice because AC's got some little ones that he's going to want to bring. Tommy, one more time, how do people get info about B2B?
Marlins.com/B2B.
I love it. You're my man, Tommy Neff. We'll be back after this